USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Topping the news, it's a midnight voting 60-year-old tradition. The folks in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, casting the first primary votes. Five voters, and who do they choose? Three write-in votes for Mike Bloomberg, one vote for Mayor Pete, and one vote for Bernie Sanders. President Trump speaking in Manchester, New Hampshire, ahead of the primary, stealing the thunder of some of the very sleepy Democratic candidates, as he calls them. Trump supporters standing in line enduring the cold rain and snow ahead of the event. The president on Twitter saying, "Hope the fake news, which never discusses it, is talking about the big crowds forming for my New Hampshire rally. They won't!" Explanation point.
Let's drain the swamp. That swamp is a lot worse than anybody ever thought. That swamp is a dirty swamp.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The very latest now on gas prices. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us there is a $1.55 price difference between the high and the low average across the country.
The nation's lowest average prices can be found in Texas, where the statewide average is $2.04, followed by Louisiana at $2.06, and Oklahoma State at $2.07 per gallon. The nation's priciest gasoline can be found in Hawaii, where the statewide average is $3.59 per gallon, followed by California at $3.54 and Washington State at $3.10 per gallon.
DeHaan tells us thousands of stations are selling product below $2 per gallon.
That's the highest amount of stations in nearly a year.
An update now on the spreading coronavirus. Reports of at least 24 Americans infected with the virus on board a Princess cruise ship quarantined in Yokohama, Japan. More than 100 people reportedly suffering from the coronavirus on board that ship. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Violent crimes against police officers in New York City continue to escalate. Two New York City police officers recovering after being shot over the weekend by the same crazed gunman at two different locations. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The nation's top law enforcement official is expressing outrage about it.
I'd just like to express my outrage at the attempted assassination of two New York City police officers.
That's Attorney General Bill Barr speaking Monday morning.
I have the full support of this administration.
One officer was shot in the chin and back and was later released from a hospital 12 hours later. Officers say the same gunman walked into a precinct headquarters in the Bronx and started shooting, striking a lieutenant in the arm. Police say he then put the gun on the ground and explained that he liked to shoot police. I'm Chris Barnes.
To USA News for Your Health, the latest now on regulating tobacco and vaping products. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
President Trump doesn't want the FDA to regulate tobacco. His new budget creates an agency within Health and Human Services dedicated solely to regulating tobacco and vaping products. The FDA has been cracking down amid concerns of underage vaping. Regarding the proposed federal budget, the president says two areas of the budget will remain the same.
We're not touching Medicare. We want to keep Medicare. We're not touching Social Security.
I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.